955.
It's time for Mojo in the Morning.
What year is this?
Dinner and DVDs up for grabs if you know the year that all these things happened. NBC broadcast an interview with Juanita Broderick. She was the one that accused President Clinton of assaulting her 21 years before this. Todd McFarlane announced he was the one that bought the famous Mark McGuire 70th home run ball for $3 million. And Robbie Knievel jumped over the Grand Canyon on Fox, though actually it was only a leap over a drainage ditch, and possibly he would have fallen like 75 feet instead of like millions of feet or whatever it is down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And this was the big song for the year from Edwin McCain. I could not ask for more. It was a song. If you know the answer, 313-298-9595. Call now.
Call 313-298-9595.
That's 313-298-9595.
More Joe in the Morning.
Channel 955.
Drive fresh.
Channel 955.
It's time for Mojo in the Morning.
What year is this?
This is the year that Robbie Knievel jumped over the Grand Canyon on Fox, though it was only a leap over a drainage ditch with the possibility he could only fall 75 feet after crashing into cactuses and hay bales on the other side. Robbie Knievel told the crowd, "I'm a little dingy in the head. I don't know what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm still alive." Just dramatic stuff on Fox. They always bring us the dramatic stuff like American Idol. Todd McFarlane announced he was one of the persons that actually bidded the highest for $3 million. He got Mark McGuire's 70th home run ball. And NBC broadcast an interview with Juanita Broderick. She accused President Clinton of assaulting her 21 years earlier. And this was the big song from Edwin McCain. All we're looking for is the year. The song was I Could Not Ask for More. 313-298-9595 if you think you know the right year. Let's go to, is it Beth Ann? Hello, Beth Ann? Oh, 1 second. We got a phone problem here. I thought we had it fixed. 1 second here. Let's try this.
Hello?
John? Can you hear us, John?
It's fun with phones.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait, oh.
There we are. Hey, John, turn your radio down, okay?
Okay, it's off.
Really?
hold on. What year do you think it is?
2000.
2000. Actually, that is not correct. It was a little bit before that. Thanks for trying. How about Beth Ann? Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Pick up line one there. Beth Ann, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, what year do you think it is?
I told her 1993, but I wanted to change it.
Oh, what year do you think it is?
I think it's 2001.
No, it's sorry, you were wrong twice, but nice try.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Don and see if Don has the right answer. Good morning, Don. Can you hear us okay?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I think it's 1999.
1999 is correct.
Yay.
Very nice. We're going to give you dinner at Applebee's and this awesome show on DVD. It's the whole season, complete first season of Entourage. I don't know if you saw that, but it's all about a young star and all his buddies going to L.A. with him and him just getting into all kinds of trouble and with women and fame and celebrity.
Yeah, what it's like becoming a movie star. It's kind of based on Mark Wahlberg's experience when he first came to Hollywood.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, sounds good.
Hold on 1 second. You'll enjoy that in the dinner at Applebee's. But on the show this morning, if you're a fan of Lost, Jin is going to join us. Also going to talk to Natalie. Her CD came out yesterday. See what's up with Natalie. Last time she was in the studio, she did a little freestyle for us. Should be fun to check in with her. It's all coming up. American Idol recap on the way at Channel 955.
Mojo in the Morning, Channel 955.
Channel 955. Mojo in the Morning. Finally, news on who this piano man is. Have you been following this story, Sarah? The piano man over in...
Yeah, how creepy is that? That he doesn't talk, that he just plays piano.
He doesn't talk. He just shows up out of nowhere. He's kind of a, not a normal looking guy, but not all that weird looking.
He cut the labels out of his clothes or something.
Yeah, he was trying to, well, somehow he was unidentifiable. I mean, he had nothing that could trace him. He was kind of like Superman had landed from, you know, some other planet or something. I mean, they're trying to figure out where this guy came from. It turns out now that he's a French street musician.
Oh, they know?
And guess who turns him in? A mime actually talked and said that I know who this guy is, but they asked him to sign his name because he wouldn't talk, and he actually drew a piano. Like, this guy was
right.
So, you know, just trying to not let people know who he was, and now he's been turned out by a mime.
That's awesome. I didn't know that the mime turned him in. I just knew that they didn't know who he was.
Yeah, so that's, you know, putting people to rest.